Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Tigers have been a hot topic today. We'll get back to it. I want to make sure we service the football audience. Music, please.
So let's get to the okay, let's get to the idiocy that happened last night in the Monday Night Football game.
Well, what happened? I thought it was great.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you did.
You hate to see it.
So the Falcons have no timeouts. It is 3rd and 3, but the Eagles decided to pass the ball. Saquon dropped it. The Falcons come back with 1:39 left and take the lead. Here's the thing. Next Gen Stats, at 1:39 when the Falcons took over, Falcons had a 0.7% chance to win that game. Why are coaches stupid? Why are you passing the ball?
You want this first?
Yeah, I'll take it first. They passed the ball, David, because they thought, you know what? This play is going to work. He's going to be wide open, which he was. He would not only either pick up the first down or score, and you cement the victory. It wasn't the smartest thing to do, but it was, let's just go for the win instead of playing it safe.
I think everything in life and sports, it's cyclical. I think we're right now at the apex, right? The pinnacle of analytics. It's gone too far. And you get someone like Sirianni, who is hyper-aggressive, hyper-analytical, and kind of a douche, and you end up in spots like that. Now, remind me who dropped the ball.
Yeah, Saquon Barkley.
Can you say that in Nona's good ear?
Saquon Barkley. Was it like his 16th dropped? Yeah, it's yeah.
Yes, since he was drafted, I believe. He has the highest drops running back, yeah.
Because here's the problem that I have.
Allow me to wallow in my bitterness.
One more time. Sirianni, let's just say, you run him. It was 3rd and 3. You get to 4th and 1.
It's 45 seconds off the clock, and then a tush push.
And you have the unstoppable play. Like, what are you doing?
My team's 0-2.
And if you happen to not get the 4th and 1, you have taken so much time away from the comeback attempt.
Correct. And by the way, guys, All respect to the drop and whatnot. You still had an opportunity to stop Atlanta. When did Joe Montana become their quarterback? That was the easiest game-winning drive with no timeouts I've ever seen.
That was the second portion. It's you still had a chance.
Jesus.
I was like, it's Kirk Cousins. He's not going to, I mean.
Beep, bop, boop, what? Bop, beep. I went, what?
But here's the thing. I saw the stat. Like, we always talk about primetime Kirk. He's 4 out of 5. in his last game. So he's won.
Since that record where he wasn't.
Right. We're all like, oh, well, Cousins will find out. Cousins actually wins these games, and it was so easy, so simple. Guys were wide open. It's like, Philly, are you going to cover? You're really going to let this happen? Wow. But, yes, you run the ball, you eat the extra 40 seconds, and then if you have to, you can kick a field goal or do the tush push and pick up the first down and end the game. But at no point, I'm watching the Manning cast. All three quarterbacks are on because they had Matt Ryan on there with the two brothers. And they're all saying, there is no way in the world you throw the ball. Peyton Manning had the most realist. He literally throws the headset off and just goes, oh, my God, and walks off the set when it happened.
You hate to see it. You just do.
You do hate to see it. Let's get to the New Orleans Saints here because they are surprising.
Sorry.
It's all I have. Leave me alone.
They are surprising 2-0 and in the above, at the top of the standings in the NFC South. But here's the question. Can Derek Carr continue this? He is total QBR of 96.6, which is one of the highest in his careers. Their point margin as a team, plus 62.
Okay, here's what it is in watching the first 2 weeks. First of all, they played the Panthers. We're gonna put can of non-perishables over here. But what against Dallas, you know what was evident? That an allegedly bad offensive line played really well. No one was near Derek Carr. I mean, you could have spray painted a circle. So if they're going to pass pro for him where he can stand there, step up, cut it loose, my answer is going to be yes.
Yeah.
I just don't know how this offensive line is doing it. That's my takeaway.
See, I look at it, Mike, as Clint Kubiak, the new OC. He came in there. He was the quarterback's coach, passing coordinator at San Francisco. They're having fun. They're finding ways to get your star players and turn them into star players. Like Alvin Kamara, 4 touchdowns. Wow. Okay. Dallas did it. You know what it looked like? It looked like last year in the playoffs when Green Bay walked in there and Dallas had no clue to what is going on. We're the Cowboys. We're not supposed to be losing like this.
And remember, they're down De'Ron Bland, the kid who had the 8 picks last year. But I mean, it was everyone was getting roasted.
Yeah.
So everyone.
Here, and I'll move on to the next thing. But here's one stat for the Saints that, I mean, surprised me. I know this is the NFL, but this is. They have scored on their first 16 possessions of the season.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
All right. Over, under, do the Giants score on 16 possessions total before Halloween?
Oh, before Halloween.
No.
I'm going under.
No.
Hey, Jesus.
They don't.
Why did I buy my dad's Sunday ticket and this is the product? Keep going.
All right. Let's get to tight end Travis Kelce. Everyone wants to talk about his relationship with Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is it causing issues? Because he has disappeared from the passing game. He had just 1 catch for 5 yards after having 3 receptions and 34 yards in week 1 against the Ravens. Is he done? Should he just retire?
I don't think so. Because I think it's because it's Travis Kelce and because we see him on TV and all the commercials, we're tired of him. We have Kelce fatigue. Lord knows his brother was everywhere last night on the Monday night game. But I can't say he's done because that's not fair. Because when people brought up, well, Dan Campbell's doing these Applebee commercials. No, one has nothing to do with the other.
No, but here's what he is. He is 34 years old. He is in his mid-30s. Now, here's where I'll defend him. Almost exclusively across the league, the tight end position has been way off kilter. Nobody, not Kyle Pitts, not Kincaid, not Kittle, not Kelce, not Laporta, not Mark Andrews. No one's really putting up numbers. I'll wait a little bit, but I just think he's old, man.
Yeah, you're right.
He looks emaciated.
Yeah, Isaiah Likely is probably the only tight end that's done something.
Yes.
He had his foot on the line.
Yes.
And then we close it out with this here because we have 9 total 0-2 teams. So there's just a couple I want to focus on, meaning I think it's over.
Go ahead.
And this is why I think it's over, because when you are 0-3, there's only 6 teams since 1979 that have made the postseason. So I'm calling it over for these two. The Ravens, who are at the Cowboys next game. The Jags, who are at the Bills on Monday Night Football. Over.
I mean,
their season's done.
You said Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, they're 0-2 and in Dallas this week. If they lose, David is saying it's over. He's not
according
wrong.
According to the numbers.
No. I'm just like, wow, the Ravens.
The Jags, my issue is with Trevor Lawrence. I'm done. I'm just not going to defend it anymore. I can't. Maybe he's just not that dude. That performance against Cleveland, get the hell out of here with that. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah, I think for Trevor Lawrence, too much was given to him too fast, and he didn't really deserve it.
Time to cut his hair, get serious. Yeah. Go Rambo mode. We need a makeover. Let's get it done.
The Ravens? I can't, David, because of the division that they play in. It's not a very good division.
But if they go 0-3, the numbers say they ain't making the playoffs.
Right, but you also have the Bengals sitting right there holding That's hands true. With them at 0-2.
But here's what the Bengals have for their next game.
Oh, here we go.
The Commanders.
Hey, what about the New York Giants?
I am not including them in here. It's over for them. And sorry, Mike.
I mean, I don't know if your Steelers can maintain this first place hold.
Yes, they can. Justin Fields is my starting quarterback.
Okay.
We have a future.
Over, under, 16 touchdowns by Halloween from the Steelers.
David, you can't score in a whorehouse. Get out of here.
Well, you're lucky let's head to a whorehouse. We're about to score. That is in. Yeah,
that is going in our audio vault.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.